And good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it is 50 degrees under sunny skies. And joining me on the phone is Heidi Mullen, who is with the African Children's Choir. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Well, we're talking to you. You're in Juneau now, correct?
Yes, we are.
And the choir will be visiting Sitka this Sunday to perform at the Performing Arts Center. You're the sound technician. What does that mean? What do you do?
So, for all their shows, I get to run the sound system, and I run the lights and all the video. And so I've seen every single concert that we've been doing for the last 8 months.
You are with Choir 41, correct?
Yes.
And there are 42 choirs happening? Well, there are 42 choirs right now. There was your 41 and 42 are both happening?
Yes. So the 41st African Children's Choir came out in January, which is the one I'm on, and Choir 42 just started in September.
And tours are about 9 months.
They are in Wisconsin right now.
Okay. Well, the African Children's Choir as an organization has been around about 30 years. About 42 choirs now have gone through. Can you tell us a bit about what the organization does? I know there are sort of many arms to it, but the primary mission is to help kids from Africa?
Yes. So our main purpose is to get children educated and to break the poverty chain of our poverty cycle of their purpose is to get them out of poverty, get them educated, and then in return, them being able to help their families and to get just kind of a chain reaction of other people, you know, out of poverty and help that change Africa and have strong leaders to help change.
So with each choir, a set of children are selected and they need to be interested in this and willing to do the work and also continue doing schoolwork on the road. But their 9-month tour is not the end of their involvement. They continue with the organization throughout college, right?
Yes. So the organization provides for them an education all the way up through a university degree. So they're going from complete poverty to being able to have a college degree and being able to get a job from that.
And the purpose of the tour is to fundraise for
to fundraise and to gain sponsorship and raise awareness to help them get an education.
So about how many kids have gone through this program?
There's been about 1,000 children who have gone on tour, but over 52,000 children have been educated and sponsored through other children coming on tour.
So the children on tour, they are sponsored by individuals, and that sponsorship funds their education and, you know, caretaking, you know, through college.
Yes.
But then people can also sponsor children who are not in the choir, and that's where the 52,000 comes in?
Yes, correct. So not only are they helping themselves get an education, but they're also helping their brothers and sisters back home in Africa to get an education as well.
So how critical are these choir tours, these performance tours?
What do you mean?
How critical to making this vision work? It seems like the performance tours are sort of central. What kind of attention are you hoping to draw from these performances? And what are you looking for from audiences?
So the performances are very, very exciting. The children have so much energy. And so very often people are very moved by their performance, and we're a Christian-based organization, and so people are very moved by that and seeing just the children's joy coming from them when you know, they have very, very little. And so that is very inspiring for people. And this really draws people into their joy. And it's just really contagious.
And then so folks, do folks often volunteer to sponsor children after they see these performances? Or
very often. People are very willing to sponsor a child right there on the spot. Some go home and think about it for a little while and then end up calling us later and say, hey, you know, I'm able to do this financially. Let's do this. So we get very good responses from our concerts.
And, of course, the concert this week in Sitka, you don't have to sponsor a child to go. You can just go and enjoy.
Nope. You can go and enjoy. It is a free concert. Let's see.
It's $15.
The one at the Performing Arts Center, I think, is a ticketed event. We do a lot of performances in churches. And so most of the time it's free admission, but we do like a love offering. And so just depending on where we're at and what the venue requires of us, depending on whether we sell tickets or we're able to do a love offering.
Well, tell us about the 41st Choir. How many kids are there? And can you tell us a bit about some of who they are?
Yes. So we have 18 children with us. And they are like just pure delights. I am so happy to be working with such children. They are so polite, and they call all of us aunties and uncles. And a lot of people think that's kind of funny, but it's really out of respect for their culture to call us that. And so that's kind of fun to be an auntie for all these children. And I get to stay with children pretty much every single night when I stay at a host home. And so I get to know the children very well. They love to color. They love to draw. They love to draw pictures of you, which can be quite funny. They love to go swimming. That's probably their favorite thing, since they don't get to do much swimming in Uganda. If you were to ask any of the children, their favorite thing would be the ocean and would be swimming.
Can you paint us a picture of one of these children? Give us a name and tell us about this child.
Let's see. Well, tonight, with me at this day, I have Witness, and she is very special. She gives 110% every single concert that she does, and I love watching her on stage, and I just love watching her grow as she just becomes older on tour and becoming more mature and learning different things and just seeing them see a different light that, like, these things that are in the Western world are completely different than what they see at home. And so just getting to see them really grow is amazing. And, she gets 110% every concert. She loves to do math and loves to do her schoolwork. And I think the first time I was giving them homework, she was one of the children who, like, squealed because I was giving her homework. And she was squealing out of excitement, not because of, like, oh, man, I have to do homework. It was because, yes, I get to do my homework and I get to do school. And that was one of the things that, like, really touched me. I was like, wow, these children really want to learn. And they really have a heart for wanting something better for their lives.
How old is Witness?
Witness is 10.
Where is she from?
She is from Kabale, which is in the southwestern part of Uganda.
Well, after Sitka, where do you folks head?
So after Sitka, we go to Ketchikan.
Okay, and are you continuing through Alaska or What's the extent of your tour?
Ketchikan is our last stop in Alaska, and we will be taking the ferry down to Bellingham.
Okay. Well, the African Children's Choir is going to be in Sitka on Sunday performing at the Performing Arts Center for $15, which is available at Old Harbor Books, and also at Grace Harbor Church. Anything else you'd like to add before we leave?
I would just like to invite everyone to come, and it's going to be a great time. We're excited to come to Sitka.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Heidi.
Yes, thank you.
We've been speaking with Heidi Mullen, sound technician for the African Children's Choir. They'll be in Sitka performing this Sunday, 6:30 at the PAC, also at the Grace Harbor Church.